What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate y'all. And so, happy 2020, first of all. This is January 1st, 2020. Man, feels kind of weird saying that. But not really, though, because it's time, right? That was, I don't know what the point of that. That was like some Jedi high mind shit. I don't know. But yeah, new year, new decade. Same mission, though. Same mission. We still trying to get on our grind. We still want to elevate. And we still want to get to this money. Because at the end of the day, what do we do anything for? It's for money or for pleasure or for something, right? But that's not the point. So today, some of y'all have noticed that on my social media pages that I've been talking about this 2020 accountability challenge. And what it is basically like the top three things that I know that I need to work on. Myself personally, that is something that I'm gonna like make transparent with everybody. Well, not even with everybody, it's more for myself, but it's like using the power of social media and for everybody else to see it to be able to motivate you to like actually complete your goals. Because there's like we always say that we have goals and this is what we want to do. And then we might end up not even succeeding in those goals, right? But that's exactly what the challenge is about. Is so that you can see that, oh, well, I posted it on social media and so many other people saw it. Not even caring about what other people say, but it's just the morals behind it. Like, oh, you posted it online for everybody to see it. But yet you're not acting that way in which that you said you would. So it was kind of like, oh, well, my guy. Like, come on. Like, you said you were going to do this. You never did it. And now you just look like you're a liar. Type of thing. That's like the narrative that I'm going for necessarily. So, yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to discuss more in like detail and what these things that I need to be more accountable for are. So the first one that I have, and I got, as you guys saw, that's number three. The number three thing that I really need to work on is time management. This is such a hard thing for me sometimes because I always like pushing off things. I wouldn't say I'll push them off to the last minute, but I'll push it off like as far as possible before I know that, okay, yeah, you have to deal with this. You have to deal with this, like, problem, or you have to deal with this situation. And so I know that that is something that I have a problem with, whether it's going, like, setting up time for me to do my podcast, whether it's setting up time for me to go to work or anything, like, or work out in the gym, anything like that. Sometimes I just have really bad time management problems. So I know that's one thing that I need to work on. Monthly planner. I got myself a monthly planner for 2020, and I need to be consistent in writing in it because that I feel like would help me with my time management. Like, yeah, and I did attempt doing that last year multiple times. It's just that I never stuck with it. I never like said, okay, where's your planner? Where's your planner? Like an everyday thing. But right now, I really am trying my hardest to stick with the planner. I'm trying to stick with it as much as possible so that I could keep myself accountable, right? That's one way how it'll help you with all that stuff. Another thing that I have a problem with time management is the snooze button. I know that goes a lot for everybody. Like, the snooze button, for me personally, that probably depends, like, if I want to wake up, like, in the middle of the night to trade or something like that. But the snooze button, it could be your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time, because the snooze button, you get like, oh yeah, I get a couple minutes of sleep. But at the same time, like I said, I usually wake up in the middle of the night to trade and stuff like that. So if I hit the snooze button and I fall back asleep, I'm missing out on money that I could have potentially made. And so that's the reason why I said the snooze button, it might be one of my taboos. And like I said, it's a lot of people's taboos. A lot of people press the snooze button so they can get a couple minutes of sleep, but that couple of minutes isn't really gonna do you anything. I mean, I'm lazy sometimes, no lie. I really am lazy sometimes. That's probably part of the problem, that I'm lazy sometimes, but yeah, that's definitely one of my things that I need to work on. Another thing with time management that I know that I could definitely work on is my time management when I'm playing video games or when I'm watching TV or when I'm doing anything that has like any pleasure to it, because I know that I spend a lot of time with those things when I could be, again, like creating a website or creating like YouTube topics or Facebook, Instagram topics or something like that. I could always be doing something rather than spending a majority of my time on my entertainment. Now, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, and all play and no work makes Jack an unserious boy, or something like that. So I do know that, yes, entertainment, at the same time, you do need it, because it's to help you relieve any stress that you may have. But still, I still do want to spend less time on those things, you know? That's just a couple of things that I know that I need to do with my time management. The number two thing that I know that I need to be more accountable for, and I was just talking about it, my entertainment, like distractions. Distractions is my number two thing, is that a lot of the distractions that I have, I let them take over me and my working life. You know, like I said, video games, Netflix, anime, social media stuff. Well, not really social media anymore. Social media, I feel like I'm not even on it as much as I should be, because social media is a platform that I use for work. But I really do feel like the distractions that I do have, I let them take up a majority of my time, when I could, like I said previously, just make it shorten out the distractions and just focus more on the work and make the work more fun, so I don't have to worry about the distractions. Yeah, I know you like that one. But that's number two. I mean, to be real with you, all of my accountabilities, they all, like, match up with each other. And at the end of the day, like, I'll tell you the number one thing that, like, matches, that will, like, bring my accountability to an all-time high. Like, I'm really good. Some top mentions that I wanted to mention that I should do is that I need to really keep my advice that I give to others that I love. I should only give it when it's asked for. Now, I've grown up, the way how I grew up was that, oh, like, if somebody gives you advice, that means that they care about you or that they love you. And I still believe that to this day. If somebody does give you advice, that you should like cherish it, because they didn't have to. If they didn't care about you, they would be like, man, I don't need to tell you anything, you're good. But there are times that there's people that they just want to genuinely just vent. They just need somebody to vent to. They don't want solutions. They just want to be able to let their frustration or their angers out. And that's perfectly fine. So that's something, like I said, that's something that I need to work on. I need to learn how to, not give my advice when it's not asked for. If it's asked for, then that's a totally different story. But if it's not, then just keep your two cents to yourself, right? Now, that doesn't mean that my advice that I give on social media or on the internet, that I'm not going to do it, because nobody asks me to put it up there in the first place. That's just part of the value that I try to bring to the internet. So, yeah. another another one of my top mentions was that I need to plan shit out. Like, I need to, like, when I talk about that, and like, when it comes to my podcast, when it comes to my, like, my daily life, my daily planning, when it comes to, even when it comes to, like, oh, what type of workouts I'm going to do, or what I'm working on for certain things, I need to be able to plan it out. And like I said, my daily planner is going to help me out with that. But I feel like if I plan shit out, then that would help me out with my time management, and that'll also help me out with my distractions. So that's another thing that I wanted to mention. But the number one thing that always gets to me, and what's my taboo, and I've said it before, is my consistency. I wouldn't say that I'm consistent with a lot of the things that I do. I'm not consistent when it comes to posting every day or twice every day. I'm not consistent with me posting my podcasts up. I'm not consistent when it comes to me hitting the gym. I'm not consistent when it comes to, like, I think probably the only thing I'm consistent of, and that's only because it's like a good source of money, and it's a good source of my reputation being built up, is with trading. That's the only thing that I'm probably consistent with, and that's fine, because that's my source of income that I want to be doing for the rest of my life, right? But there's other things that I should be consistent with, especially, like, even with the basketball thing. Like, even though, like, I have my ankle injury and stuff like that, I still need to be consistent at going in the gym and working on hitting the weights or hitting the court, whatever. I still need to be consistent in that, because those are things that I want. And what brings all this together is just I need to be more better at organizing myself. I need to be way better at organizing myself. That's the thing that brings the time management, the distraction, the consistency, and all that I need to bring those together is to organize myself. If I'm not organized, if I'm not writing stuff out, if I'm not planning out what I'm doing next, then everything I'm doing is just gonna be for, like, I'm doing it, but am I doing it with purpose? You know, am I doing it planned out, or am I just doing it just cuz? So I just wanted to like just show my transparency. I would definitely want anybody who is listening to this to do the same thing. Search in yourself, grab a cup of wine, smoke a joint, do some yoga, meditate, do whatever it is that you like to do that keeps you at peace. But I suggest that you do the same thing. Like, find 3 to 5 things that you know make you, like, put you at a level that you know that you could be better at, and then actually stick to it. Like, I'm pretty, like, this 2020 accountability challenge is not just for this year. It's for the whole decade. It's for the next 2 decades, and for 3 decades at least, until I've accomplished what I needed to accomplish. But this just isn't, like, 21, after, they say after 3 weeks, 21 days, that you create a habit. But this isn't something that is gonna happen after 21 days. It's gonna happen after probably like 3-4 months. Because, like I said, consistency, that's the number one thing that I have a problem with. And you have to be consistent with being consistent. And there's going to be days that, and just like everybody else, there's going to be days that I don't feel like doing anything. There's going to be days that I feel like I'm at my all-time low. There's going to be days that I'm like, I just want to crawl up in a hole and say fuck everybody. Like, there are those days. I have anxiety. I have my anxiety that I have. I have my ADHD that I have. But everybody has... There's always something wrong with somebody. That's not a personal excuse as to why you shouldn't get your shit done, or that shouldn't be an excuse as to why you're not pushing to where you for where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's just my little two cents that I have for this podcast episode. Like I said, like I need to be more consistent. I need to organize myself so that I can be better at my craft and also putting out content that may or may not change someone's lives. Because at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to change lives out here. So yeah, y'all, that's all I had to say for today. Next podcast will be on Sunday, Sunday motivation. And once it gets posted up, I'm pretty sure some of y'all would appreciate it. I already have an idea of what I'm going to post up, what I'm going to talk about, but I'm just going to leave that for myself, you know? So, thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate y'all. And we out this bitch. Deuces. Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking back into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate it. But what I need you to do right now is whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, if you're listening to this on Google Play Services, what I would want you to do is to please, please, please help me out with a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever platform you are on, please show some support for me, because this is how I grow as an individual and this is also how I grow as a business. So again, please leave a like, a comment, support me. Find a way to support me. And I always appreciate any type of support. Thank you.